because they simply can't take so-called life in lonely Bristol, and still others leave for better pay and more ego-stroking elsewhere. Lastly, though there have been notorious examples to the contrary, it usually takes a lot to get fired by ESPN. Of the 43 stalwarts being honored with their own stars on the ESPN Walk of Fame on this super summer afternoon, Berman, practically the network's avatar, and Bob, the General Lee, spelled L-E-Y, the network's best journalist, are not only the most recognizable ESPN personalities, but among the most recognizable guys ever to have a mic pack jab their rear ends. The two soak up the admiring applause of several hundred in the audience, other honorees, ESPN employees, and family members, press, and guests. In a moment that is somehow pure ESPN, Bob Lee looks down at his star and does a double take when he sees Rob Lee, L-E-E, spelled out in gold lettering, a double whammy of a blooper that causes colleague Bill Shanahan, standing next to Lee, to explode in guffaws. Some might consider this a perfect reminder that through the years, ESPN management has never liked its personalities to become big names anyway. Big names demand big bucks. They prefer keeping the talent humble. Bodenheimer handles the officiating with presidential aplomb alongside Sage Steele, born 7 years before ESPN was, as his mistress of ceremonies. Bodenheimer had rejected the organizing committee's first suggestion of an MC and made the outstanding choice of Steele himself, who represents